And now we continue our visit with Medford Activities Director Andy Gooden. Our topic, renovations of the Raider Field Athletic Complex, and our focus is on how the facility could be used not only by the school district, but also by the community. Now, Andy, at this time, the Medford soccer program, the high school soccer program, plays their regular season games at the Stetsonville Elementary School. One of the things I think, if we had a multi-purpose facility, football and soccer, not only would Medford be able to compete there, but it opens it up to other money-raising things, correct? Tournaments and that kind of things, yes?
Yes, you're exactly right. If we would have the surface that we're desiring, the synthetic athletic surface to at the football field, we make it a regulation-size soccer field. Now, WIAA has some requirements as far as the size of soccer field once you get deeper into the playoffs. So to host any sectional semifinals or any sectional final soccer games, it needs to be a certain width. And the plans are to make it that width. It's about 210 feet wide is what we're planning on making it. And right now that doesn't suffice. So once we make it that size, we would put in, and I can't believe we wouldn't get it because of our location where we are in the state, we would put in every year for a sectional, either semifinal or sectional final game. Medford may not be in that game, but we would be hosting two different schools. And of course, when you're hosting two different schools, they see the nice facilities you have. They go out and visit the restaurants. They go maybe stop at the hardware store or at Walmart or whatever the case is, and they bring their business to Medford.
Same could be said for the football playoffs as well.
Same with football.
Even though they would not be participating.
Exactly. You need to host a level 3 and level 4 football game. Those games are played at a neutral site, and they need to have a certain capacity for people to sit in the stands. And the new facility that we're talking about would meet that requirement. So we would also be able to host those fields. Now, in addition to those and bringing other teams in and hosting a level 3-4 playoffs or sectional finals, we're also talking baseball and softball could use this field in the springtime. Clear out the snow, or once the snow is gone, now you don't have to wait for the field to dry out because it's synthetic. It's already there. So now our outdoor teams can get on a playing surface outside well before their field is ready to be played on.
So how do you defend against somebody who says, well, it's not used that much. Why do we need to stick that much money into it? It's just a field. It's not just a high school, right, Andy?
Well, this is definitely a community thing. And the synthetic surface that we would put on there would allow for many different organizations to use it. For example, youth soccer now could use this facility throughout the whole summer. There's been issues before with youth soccer and green space in the summer, and this would free up some of that. I know that being part of the wrestling community, we've already talked about hosting a summertime tournament, rolling out mats on this surface. Community events can go on there. We could host a cancer walk and not have to worry about people on the field and wrecking the field. You know, the issue right now that we have is that green space is solely for football. And to keep a safe playing surface for the football team, they don't practice on it. They may be on there an hour a week, and that's pregame stuff. But that field gets used 14 to 16 times a year. And we're looking at, with this new synthetic athletic surface, we're looking at it possibly being used potentially 6 days a week, maybe even 7 days a week. We think that's how much it's going to be used throughout the community.
That doesn't even include the high school band, who now does their stuff in the parking lot. Now they can actually do their rehearsing on the field.
You're right. Band would be able to practice on the lines, using the lines on the field. Fi-Ed can go on the field and use it for Fi-Ed. So not only do we have all this outside entities using it, but now we have in-house, you know, our own curriculum can use the field as well.
Andy, if anybody would like to get more information, and once again, we are talking about a athletic complex renovation, not a referendum. If anybody would like to get more information on that, how can they contact you?
They can call me at school. My number is 748-5951. I have an extension there. It's 433. I'd be happy to discuss anything with people and give them the information that they need.
Once again, my guest has been Medford's Activities Director, Andy Gooden. Thanks so much for the information, Andy. Do appreciate it, and best of luck.
Thanks, Pat.